Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
All right, welcome back. Game two of the doubleheader. Indians game win game one, 8-2. And we're joined by the third man in the booth, Mr. Kalb. Welcome back.
Absolutely, boys. Good to be here.
Glad you can make it.
You did a heck of a job in the first game. Got us a victory. Let's see if we can get game number two, too.
That's all that matters is if we can get wins or not.
Yeah, that's right. And you guys did a great job at that. 8-2 victory. Nice job by the Indians. Good pitching by Wyatt Benn. Holy cow. I listened to you guys. I didn't know if they'd bring him in the seventh or not. Jerry, I came here with Jerry and Laurie, and I said, what do you think? Go pitch him. He said, I think pitch him. See what he's got. So he came out there and did a good job.
He said the same thing. He said, I think I'm going to let him finish it off. Indians played good defense behind him early, kind of had a couple – blunders there late.
We dropped a couple balls.
Right? The dropsies there.
Indians win at 8-2, and it's game two time, and Troy leads us off, and Calpe, take her away.
Yeah, game two starting right here. First pitch, taking a little low for ball one. Going to be 1-2-3 for the Indians. Troy Home and Landon Post and Kendrick Wendell. First three batters here. Kendrick DHing for Alex Deuce, who's going to be on the mound, starting pitcher for the Indians. There's a ground or a fly ball. Looks like it's going to go foul get out of play.
It did.
So, one ball, one strike here to Troy Homan.
Hey, I owe an apology to the Indians' defense.
Because
I said we was playing like we had our gloves on our head. I went outside, got a hot dog. 40 mile an hour winds.
Couldn't hold on your napkin.
It's 30 degrees out. 40 up here. It's 92.
It's beautiful.
We're up
no
here.
Wind
I got
at all.
My speedo on. Out there, it is miserable. So we was a little. I'm sorry.
It looks beautiful, though.
It does look nice.
Absolutely.
It does look beautiful. All right, here comes the 1-1 to our leadoff guy. Ooh, taking on the outside edge for a strike. One ball, two strikes.
Troy came on a big line drive his last time up. Hit a shot down the right field line.
Ooh, he's sitting down now. Right there. I tell you what, that thing was up in the air and dropped in there at the top of the strike zone for a first punch out of the game. Nice curveball there by the young Starfire. Going to bring Landon Post to the plate. Yeah, he dropped that baby off the table.
Number three, Landon Post.
A.J. Dahl in the mound, huh?
That one's low for ball one. Yeah, he's got a little bit of a Uncle Charlie there, doesn't he, Bobby?
Yeah.
That one's in the dirt in front of the plate. Two balls, no strikes. The number three, Landon Post. Kendrick Wendell on deck, followed by Marcus Garkey. And Marcus Garkey, you boys said, had a pretty good ball game hitting the ball and did a good job behind home plate.
Stellar. That's what I like to say. Stellar.
Stellar.
Absolutely. That's a hard ball out towards left field. Left fielder's moving over to his left, and he has to go back about 10 steps, but comes up with it. Nice hit ball by Landon Post.
Landon hit her hard.
Yeah, he did. Two up, two down. That's going to bring Kendrick Wendell to the plate with Marcus Garkey on deck.
Kendrick doing a little DH in here today, probably?
Yep, Kendrick now DH in here.
Number 15, Kendrick Wendell.
He might be batting for Brock Deuce, I bet. Or is he batting for
Alex? I'd say he's batting for Alex if I was betting.
Okay. Yeah, Brock's not in the lineup, is he? Okay.
No. Doubleheader, get everybody in.
Yep.
Always like that.
Get everybody out some playing time.
Get everybody some playing time.
Update, girls lose game one, 15-13 to Wayne Trace. Game two coming up shortly. We'll keep you updated.
That one catches the outside edge for a strike. Two balls and a strike to
Kendrick. Slugfest, 15-13. Yep. Wow.
That's a ball hit over the top of our heads and out of play. Might even be over the street out there. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Top of the first inning. Marcus Garkey on deck for the Tribe. There's a curveball. He gets a piece of it to the shortstop. Shortstop fields it cleanly. Comes up, fires over to first base. Three up, three down for the Starfire. The top half of the first inning. We'll go to the bottom of the first. No score.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the first inning, and it's going to be Kyle Minger? Minger?
Minger.
Minger. Minger. Center fielder for the Starfires leads things off, followed by A.J. Dahl and Nathan Musselman. First three batters here for the Starfires. Facing.
Leading off the bottom of the first.
I'll tell you what, a kid that's got a pretty good 6'3 curveball out there. Did you see that working on that feed? Man, he can bring it across the plate.
He does. He's got a live arm.
He's going to bring this bad boy right in to the leadoff man. Alex Deuce on the mound. First pitch swung and a miss.
You guys smell ketchup? It's all over my shirt.
Hot dog got you?
Jesus, I can't do nothing. Well, I'm serious. What. I'm about useless.
Plays a little button down. Foul.
I go to the bathroom between games. I'm peeing, you know.
Pee all over you?
Some little kid comes up, probably about 8 years old, firing a stream about 4 feet. Remember when you used to be able to do that?
Yeah. Them days are over.
Yeah. I'm like,
dribble.
How do you do that?
You got the dribble.
Oh, swing and nice a miss. Dirt. Nice wow, right there on the Uncle Charlie by Alex. And that's going to be a case swinging to start this ball game off. First strikeout the game for Alex. That's going to bring A.J. Dahl to the plate.
The Starfire batter is number 5, A.J. Dahl.
So you're on top of the hurdle. And yeah. He's standing back about three steps.
Yep. And he ain't missing him. He's shooting right,
right
like
in
a bullseye.
Blowing
like
right through the porcelain.
You know what? Did you believe it? I got that little pee pool game on the gun.
Yeah, yeah.
Hit the bullseye.
He could take
sounds
a,
like a fire hose.
Blow a balloon up in a heartbeat.
Meanwhile, they got Lefty Dorothy cleaning up after me.
Hating you too, by the way.
That one's outside. Two balls, no strikes. To A.J. Dahl, the pitcher. For the Starfires.
Ronnie Dahl's boy, Ronnie. We play a little softball against Bobby.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevy?
That one's popped up. Should be an easy play over there for Bo Tennant first base, and it is.
Bobo.
Should see. First game, Neil's talking about how great R&D was and how Calp's pharmacy sucked.
Really?
Yeah. That's what he said. I mean, it kind of sounded like it.
Have to have a little chat with our old boss man.
Yeah.
Two up, two down. I'm going to bring Nathan Musselman to the plate. Corey Lennington on deck. That one swung on and fouled.
Oh, that could get my car.
Got a shot. Nope. No way short.
You out there in the street, Bobby?
Yeah. Where'd you park?
Where did you? Oh, he's down there, too. He's on the street. He's the second last one, but there's a looks like a lime green Charger or something down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one swung on and fouled over our heads. You guys had one coming right back at you, I heard you guys talking about.
Couple.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Back
Jerry.
In the street.
Took your ear off it, Bobby.
Jerry.
Van Gogh's butt.
Jerry never moved over there.
Did you jump, Bubs? Still nothing better than that foul ball that comes back to that guy. There's a ground ball right back up the middle to Alex. Alex fields it cleanly. Sneaks her over to Bo 10. Three up, three down for Alex. So we got through one.
Three down.
Nobody on the base yet for either team, and we'll go to bottom of it or the top of the second. Big Fee going to bring it to you right after this.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms to factories to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. ForRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
Hey, we're back here, Harry F. Anderson Field.
Harry Anderson was a comedian.
He was, yeah.
It's Louis Anderson.
Louis?
No, he played the trumpet.
Ooh. Shot, line down, nip, bow. Well, that was Marcus Gargi's our hitter.
Harry
He's leading
Anderson
off for the
Indians. Was on night court.
Harry Anderson.
Yes.
Right?
Good one, Bobby, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he the skinny guy? Tall skinny guy?
Skinny, he was the judge.
He was the judge.
Yep. Marcus 0-1.
And then we thought it was Louis Armstrong, and I thought that was the trumpet player down at New Orleans, but that was Louis.
Saying hello, Dolly.
What would you say his name was?
Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Oh, stretched out and made a great play at third base.
That was unbelievable.
That was a diving play, robbing Marcus for it.
Well, you did on the screws, too, boys. Great play by the third baseman. Best of the year so far, maybe, Bob.
That might
be.
Some play.
Our batter now is Bo 10, now Bo's first shot of the night.
Bo 10.
He got to take a break first game. He's back in the second game, ready to go.
Bo looks like
takes
a hitter.
A call strike. Yes,
tell
he does.
You what, two good pitchers with two good curveballs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, that one. Who hit that last one? Marcus?
Marcus hit a rocket.
Marcus is swinging the bat.
He's seeing the ball pretty good. Looked a little low, it was.
The umpire's pretty good moving away from that ball in the dirt. He don't want to take one off shins.
So those guys, those guys was walking out as we was pulling up, and I said, hey, nice game, Blue. And he said, oh, thanks. Nobody yelled at me. I said, that's because I ain't been here yet.
Oh, he's just getting here.
I said, the two guys called on the
strike?
Radio. Two guys on the radio.
One ball, two strikes.
Hey,
on
happy.
Big Bo. Bo looking for the curveball. Looking at the curveball a little low.
Ooh.
Close. Two balls, two strikes. One out in the inning. No score after one.
Ooh, another breaker.
Nope, nope. Umpire says no, it's close, but not close enough. We'll count.
How'd that do opening day for us, fellas?
Yeah, thanks.
Nice job.
Gee.
Fort Carey Radio has never been this comfortable. Look at us all spread out. We're laying down. Jerry's getting his foot rubbed. The damnedest thing I've ever seen.
That's his clutch leg. That's his clutch leg for the bus.
I say we play a triple header. That's hit
line
hard.
Drive into right field, but the right fielder's got to beat. Second out of the inning. F9 if you're scoring at home. And that brings Cale Ramel to the plate.
I will tell you this about opening day. Tyler Stevenson throwing the first three base runners
out. That was
out.
Neat.
Yep.
That was the neatest thing. The
That's pretty cool.
I mean, nothing but Bang smoke
Indians,
down the second base.
Cale Ramel.
And I thought the pregame was all neat. I liked the. I thought that girl sang the crap out of the national anthem, and I thought the helicopter flyover, that gave me goosers.
You could hear the helicopters hovering outside.
Could you?
They was waiting to come in, and it was pretty cool.
Fly ball, center field. Looks like a can of corn.
And it is.
And he's got it.
It's a fast
three up,
game
three
ever.
Down. Three up, three after down. One and a half, we got no score.
No score.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Hey, we're back here. No score after 1.5. It'll be the 4-5-6 hitters for South Adams. Corey Lennington will lead them off.
You guys talk about their uniforms the first game? Because I kind of like
it. Yeah, we were going Buckos. Willie Stargell.
Oh, yeah.
Are they going to look just like them?
I kind of had the Astro thing going there for a little bit, but they don't have quite as many strikes, do they?
Yep.
This got a little more.
Outside corner, strike one.
Pittsburgh. Willie Stargell.
Willie. Alex takes a sign. Winds and delivers. That's pretty good. That's a little low. Boy, that was close.
Ooh.
One ball, one strike. Line drive. Left center. Troy's chasing her down, and he drops it. Comes a throw in. That'll put a guy at second. Nobody out.
He has to make that play. He was.
Yeah, that's a tough play. But
it was. It was over his head, but he didn't get on his horses to get back to it. Just kind of riding the wave and went off top of his glove. And
that wasn't draw either. I'm not sure who's playing.
Is that Kale?
I think that was Kale. Yeah,
I think
you're exactly right.
Now at the plate, number 13, Owen Warner.
Well, let's see what they're going to do there. They're going to go with a hit, I think. Owen Warner is the batter. Takes a little bit low. Ball one. Hit that hard. I'll give him that.
Yeah, they did give him a hit, didn't
they? They gave him a hit, yep. A little outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Not a good way to start that inning off.
No, that'd have been a big play there.
Yeah.
Just a little outside. Three balls, no strikes.
You know, Alex got some pretty good snap on that ball.
He does.
You're right. You said he's got a live arm.
He has definitely got a live arm. If he's locating, he's pretty good.
Ooh.
Ball four. Puts him on first and second. Nobody out. Here in the bottom of the second. Colin Subler is going to be your hitter, I think.
Stepping to the plate, number 14, Colin Subler.
That's right. Troy's at short.
Yep. A little low. He's close, but he just can't quite get her yet. Come on, Alex. Regroup. Let's get him out.
Yeah, we just need to pick up a nice out, keep guys at second, or first and second.
There's a good pitch. Strike. One ball, one strike.
One thing that's going to be different about our new press box is it won't be directly behind home plate. It's going to be more on top of their dugout. Right.
Little
there.
Angle.
Yeah.
Wind in the pitch. He's going to bunt. Bunts to third. Fire over to third. Got him. Nice play by Alex Deuce jumped off the mound, shot that ball over to third, and got the force out. Big play, big out.
And it was actually a good call by Marcus. Marcus was telling him right away, go 3-3-3. So
yes.
Communication's big.
Good talk there, fellas. Fielder's choice.
Now at the plate, number 15, Gavin Myers.
Corey Lennington is forced out at third. Gavin Myers is your hitter. Swinging a miss. Took a little bit off of it there. Good pitch.
He bunted it in the right spot for Alex to come off and grab it.
Yes.
And he gets it a little farther over, and that's a good sacrifice. But
we'll take her any way possible.
We'll take the out. That's right.
No balls, one strike. Pitch, strike two. That's a good pitch.
Yeah, it'd be a great time for a punch out right here.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get him here, Alex. Swing foul back. Still 0-2. Indians win the first one. 8-1. Hoping for the sweep. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Runner goes. Throw down. Not in time. Both runners move up.
It was a strike, though, wasn't it?
I don't think he called it a strike.
Oh,
I thought it
man,
was, too.
I thought it was a punch out.
Puts him at second and third now with a 1-2 count on Gavin Myers. Going to have to get him yourself here, Alex. Is that fair?
I think it hurt the
went right off the plate.
The plate.
I think. That's
way,
fair ball, I guess.
It's the only thing that can make that
it
sound
went
almost.
Straight in the air, 10 feet up and 10 feet out. Nice job by Marcus. Force out at first. Two down. Still got him at second and third.
That's about the only thing that could possibly
plate,
make it.
Number
noise.
Seven, Leo Palomo.
2-3. If you're scoring at home, that's the second out of the inning. Palomo is your batter. Here's the pitch. Pop right back at us.
Oh, man.
That one was Cowpies. That was all
baby
yours.
It was a can of corn. I was texting you guys. We had more foul balls at opening day within 25, 30 feet.
Couldn't get any of them.
No.
We figured you couldn't get up. You had beer in both hands.
It was you can't afford a beer out there. $15.99
for a beer. Oh, brother. Oh.
Good job.
Nice play by Marcus behind the plate there. A little wild on that one. One ball, one strike.
That baby scored a run easy.
That would have scored a run. That's a save there. Nice job. Alex takes the sign. He winds and delivers. Slow roller over to the third first base coach. Just missed her. One ball, two strikes.
It was the funniest thing. This guy hit from Cleveland. Hits a foul ball into this pretty, I mean, big old fella sitting there, and it's right in his bread basket, right off the meat of his thumbs, right out in the stands. Everybody's, oh, you know. Next pitch, same dude.
Same guy.
Right back.
Blow it again.
And it went right off the thumbs again and right out to the crowd, and people ripped it.
Oh, I bet they were booing.
Oh, I'd never seen that in my life. Back-to-back foul balls and the exact same guy. Missed them both.
Uh-oh. That's close. Woo, that's a good
curveball.
Give him
one, Gert. Give him one, Blue.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Pudge, deuces are wild. And South Adams. Here's the pitch. Got him with a high fastball. Nice job, Alex. What do you get out of that one?
In the inning for the South Adams.
In the inning, they get one hit, no runs.
Left on base at the end.
We're going to head to the third inning. I'm going to hand it over to Bobby to get us some runs. Nothing after two.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking.
You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Third, number one, Jackson.
All right, we're back here in South Adams. We're going to go to the top of the third inning. It's going to be 7-8-9 here for the Indians. Jackson Irving, Riggs Toby, and Tucker Overman. First three batters for the purple and white.
Close. This guy, he got to get a good pitcher.
He's got a small strike zone.
He's going to make her tough on you.
I got some scores of interest, boys.
What we got?
Of course, we know the girls' softball team lost a heartbreaker at Arizona Invitational this morning.
Yep.
Wayne Trace gets them 15-13. Other scores of interest, Marion Local 14, New Bremen 7, girls' softball. And Coldwater Cavaliers 3-0 over Van Wert. These are all final. On the boys' side, baseball, Minster beats Anna 8-5-2. Minster improves to 6-3. Coach Whistle has another solid team over there at Minster. They always have good.
Always does.
Yep. And Salina Bulldogs 4, San Henry Redskins 3 after 6. You're up to date on the area scores.
Good job, Bobby. Three balls, one strike here to Jackson Irvin to start this inning off here in the top of the third. No score in this ball game so far. There's a hard ground ball to the third baseman. Gets it on the third hop. Comes up crew. Hop up.
Fires over the first. Nice play by the first baseman.
Nice stretch and a nice scoop by number 22 down there at first base. Scoops it up about a step in front of Jackson, and we got one up, one down.
Third baseman had a couple pop, pump.
Yeah.
he couldn't get rid of her. Made the play close.
Now at the plate, number 12, Riggs, Toby.
Well, Riggsy, I saw he had three hits the other night.
Yes, he did. Against Parkway. Get something going here. Let's go.
Yeah, let's get a little. Bingo.
Look out.
That one's going to go right square in the back.
That one hurt.
Right between the number one and number two.
That hurts.
Benny going to rub it for him? Come on, Benny. Give him a little rub.
Benny can't pick his arms up. He had four roast beef sandwiches and two hot dogs at dinner. Never seen such a plate.
Yep. Number eight, Tucker Overman.
Hey, the Indians get their first base runner here in the top of the third, and that's going to bring, I believe, sophomore Tucker Overman to the plate.
Good move.
Came over here a lot for some swim this winter.
There he
goes, the runner. Second baseman are down there to cover, and he's in there easily, folks.
Good hustle by Riggs.
Tucker's a junior.
Hey, at least Riggs didn't go to the Troy Homan base running academy.
The 88-footer.
Troy was unbelievable first game. He stole two bases, ended up 3 feet short of the base on two up.
Thinks he's going to slide a little further. Sticky dirt.
Got to crawl a little bit farther.
I got sticky dirt. Hey, we got a runner in scoring position. Let's drive him in, Tucker.
Come on, Tucker. What do you say? Let's get
Riggs
on the scoreboard.
Out there at second. We roll back to the top here after Tucker. Troy Homan comes back to his second at bat.
Ooh, that's a pretty good pitch.
Ooh, calls her a strike. One ball, two strikes, one away. Runner at second. No score here in the top of the third inning. Starfires and Indians.
Look out. Oh, you can go. Ooh,
and that is a pickoff play over to
score him.
Get ready.
Yeah, he lollygagged after that ball.
He was
out
taking
there.
His time out there.
Yeah, and second baseman came over to cover the bag, went off the tip of his leather and out in the right center field. So Riggs moves on to third base, and now 90 feet away is the first run for the Indians.
I tell you what, I'd take a ground ball to the right side here.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I bet that'll get us a run.
Yeah. Nice job right there by the catcher to stay in front and keep it in front, and then he couldn't find it.
So something's wrong with my glove. Got a hole in it.
Boys, I know that ball's around here somewhere.
I
umpire got his foot on top of the ball. That's a dirty pull. That one's in the dirt.
One look.
Same spot again. Just kind of stays in front of it. Three balls, two strikes now. Good at bat here for Tucker. I don't think he's going to want to put you on and have runners at first and third and one out. So he's going to bring you the straight one here.
Got a battle.
Be ready.
Yeah,
he takes the fastball on the inside corner, and he should have taken a swack at it.
Yep. Got to put it in play there somehow.
Struck out looking. Second K of the game for Dole. And that's going to roll us back to the top, number 11.
Troy Holman.
Come on, Troy. Come up big here with two outs.
Troy Holman.
It's a big at bat here. I think maybe if he gets a little bingo going here with two outs, we can roll a little.
Good curveball.
He's got a great curveball for that lefty. Comes right in on him.
It does.
Quickly behind 0-1. Indians gotten a little jam there in the bottom of the second. Runners at second, third, and one out. Come out of it.
There's two. Curveball.
Man, he is catching that on the outside edge.
It's 2 feet outside.
Well, I'm telling you, he brings it right across that outside edge.
Right on that corner.
And he's going to see another one right here, I think.
Nope, fastball.
Brought him the heater.
Throwing
had it working.
Heater on the hands.
Be ready, Troy. Here comes a 1-2.
Go,
and that's
going to
get past him. Troy's taking off going to first. Here comes a run home.
Oh.
They throw him out at first base.
Got him.
Did he check swing go around far enough on that? Is that what we did?
I don't know.
There?
The umpire didn't really call it a strike.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not sure why Troy took off because I thought it was a ball. I didn't think he actually made an attempt at it. But maybe he thought that he swung the bat far enough. In the end, it goes down as a strikeout. And we'll go to the bottom of the third. The Indians got nothing to show for it. They strand one. Still zeros on the scoreboards.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burn, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's been said time and time again, you get what you pay for. In the case of Simplicity Lawn and Garden Tractors, you get even more. Exclusive features like free-floating mower decks for a perfectly manicured cut, full-width rollers for a beautifully striped lawn, suspension comfort system for a smooth ride, and automatic controlled traction for the best traction system in industry. So do you want to settle for getting what you pay for or getting more? Visit K&L Tractor Sales to see the exclusive features of a Simplicity.
All right, welcome back to South Adams. Second game of a doubleheader. Indians take the first game 8-1. We're in the bottom of the third here in the second game. Alex Deuce on the mound for the Indians. And he's facing 9-1-2. It's going to be Steiner, Minger, and Dahl, first three batters for the Starfires. No balls, two strikes. So the number nine hitter, left fielder Matt Steiner.
Ooh, good-looking curveball.
Yeah, he threw the curveball in there, and he fights it off, knocks it over to the side here.
Pretty good piece of hitting there.
They have cement roofs on the top of their dugouts. We will not have that. There's a liner that's going to go out to Landon at second. He
Perfect.
Comes up with it. One up, one down, and we move to the top here. Kyle Minger struck out swinging his first time up.
Bobby, big week of baseball next week. What we got going?
We got the Shawnee Indians. Shawnee Indians on Monday.
Yep.
I expect you two morons will let me will be doing that by myself.
Well, I got a council meeting on Monday night, so.
We'll get it. Me and Jerry and Neil, we got her.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Tuesday at Marion Local. We'll have Wills Arling in the booth. Was driving us nuts.
Wills,
don't get no better than Wills.
Wills, he'll do the. He does the announcing and the music.
Yep,
he does a fabulous.
Got her going
over there. Yeah.
Thursday we got the Redskins coming to the old fort.
Big game.
Yep. Need to get them.
And on Saturday the Lincoln View Lancers visit.
Oh, nice pitch right there by Alex. That was just a smidgy outside. Lincoln View. Lincoln View's got that young man that's going to Ohio State. I can't think of his
Landon
name.
Price.
Landon Price.
Good job, Bobby. Swing and a miss right there. One ball, two strikes. One away here to the leadoff guy, Kyle Minger.
Alex what he sees.
Here comes a 1-2. Got him.
Good pitch.
Right off on the outside speed. Edge Alex right there. Good. I tell you what, Alex Deuce is throwing a heck of a ball game so far here.
Looks good.
Through 2 1/3 of an inning. Twice he's punched out the leadoff guy.
Goes on.
Two strikeouts so far for Alex.
Number 5, A.J. Dahl.
Bases are clean. Two outs. That one's fly ball out to Tucker Overman in right field.
Tucker's dead, and it's
over his head.
I don't like it.
2 or 3 feet, and that's going to be a stand-up double for A.J. Dahl.
Tucker had that backward, forward, backward. You knew
I know,
it was trouble.
What do you do there?
You give him a two-base error.
That's two-base error. They gave him a hit.
They gave him a hit. I go with the official scorekeeper, who's probably sitting down here on the far left.
And his kids at second base.
And his boys now 1-for-2 in the ballgame.
Tommy Galdean did not give a double.
No,
I guarantee you that.
No.
Tommy's a little stingy.
He tight. He toughy.
Well, that's 5 drop balls now by the Indians.
We're dropping them. Yeah, we got the dropsies.
That one swung on and foul. That could have the car.
It's got a shot.
Made it to the sidewalk. No balls and a strike to the number 3 hitter, Nathan Musselman.
I got to send my taxes in today.
Yep.
There's a ground ball.
Got to have them in Monday, right?
First baseline.
I got to pay the town $20. That drives me crazy.
That goes right in the old mayor's bag.
Well, that don't surprise me. That does not surprise
mayor's
me.
Mayor's pocket.
Goes right.
We're
the
most crookedest mayor in the history.
Goes right in the old mayor's bag.
Who's Washington, D.C.'s mayor? He was better than you.
They don't have one there, do they?
Marion Barry.
There's a rocket.
Right at him. Bo.
Never had to move. Good thing he put his glove up or he'd have been eating it.
Yep.
That is they strand one. And still, no score here.
Marion Barry.
Count.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians.
We're back here, South Adams. 2-3-4 hitters for the Indians. Landon Post, K Kendrick Wendell, and Marcus Garkey, and many more. Swing and a Miss by Landon.
You might have took a little something off that pitch right there.
It did look like it, maybe. That might have been a changeup. There's the pitch. That's curveball.
He's got a good Uncle Charlie's wrinkle.
He does. Solid. He does got a good wrinkle. One ball, one strike. Top of four. No score. Little inside. Two balls and a strike. Indians looking for their first hit. Inside, three balls and a strike. Ooh, called it a strike. Landon was ready to head to first. Looked a little outside, but umpire sees better than me. Full count. Dahl winds and pitches. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Got the scoreboard stumper here for us today,
right,
boys.
I like it.
What do you got?
Last Sunday during baseball.
Now batting number 15.
This season.
Kendall,
so last Sunday's games, there was 254 strikeouts on Sunday, okay, amongst all the games in Major League Baseball.
Strike one.
Tony Gwynn struck out a total of 124 times, and here's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
In his final
swing and a miss.
Two seasons, A, two mm-hmm. seasons, mm-hmm. B, five seasons, or C, eight seasons. Tony Gwynn struck out a total of 124 times in A.
Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Two seasons.
Catcher goes down to complete the play. He's got it.
B, five seasons, or C, eight seasons.
Mm. What's the question?
That's how many times. That's the question. He struck out 124 times.
Last his, two seasons.
In his final A, two seasons, B, now five seasons, 14, or C, eight
Marcus
seasons.
Eight. Tony Gwynn never struck out.
Eight.
Tony Gwynn struck out 124 times in his final.
Ground ball on a third. Up with it. Shot it over to first. Another dig out. Nope, couldn't get that one. Marcus is going to head to second, and he's going to get there.
All right. Yeah, think about that. How many times that young man, or Tony Gwynn, batted? In eight seasons, he struck out 124 times.
That's an E5 on the throw. Puts it. Marcus at second. Bo Tin's your hitter. Bo looking for a little RBI action here. Two outs in the inning.
Now batting number 10, Bo Tin.
Marcus, big lead down there. Got a score from second on a hit. Uh-oh.
Oh, he's dead meat.
He's in trouble. Oh, he should have ran. Go hard, go hard,
shot.
Go hard. Get back.
Holy cow. Look at him put his head
he
down.
He got back and he is laughing, I guarantee you.
No, he's got. He needs some air.
He's about to pass out, too.
Jerry, you got your defibrillator with you?
Just in case. Be ready.
Jank down there.
He got you, brother.
That was a good move.
Marcus got leaning a little too far. He got him picked off, but. Not a very good throw to third, and then a throw back to second. Wasn't very good either. So Marcus is back on second. Bo still going to get a shot at an RBI, hopefully.
Yeah, make him pay for it.
He did it again. And that one's going in right field. I think
score.
He can score on this.
Go, big guy.
Send him. Send him. Nope. Going to put the brakes on.
He can't breathe.
There's no way Marcus could have made it.
Bob Kessler has more air.
That's a blast from the past.
Bobby K.
Bobby K.
He's a hand rubber.
That put Marcus at third. Strike one to Bo.
Come on, Bo.
Bo, we need a hit here, buddy.
We ain't got a hit yet, have we?
No, we do not.
Only two hits in the ballgame, both of them for the Starfires. One of them you're saying.
In the dirt. Nice play by the catcher. One ball, one strike. Bo Tin, our first baseman.
Looking at their football lights, Fort Recovery Indians are going to need some new football lights.
Oop. He balked. That is a run. Now, wait a minute.
Is he coming home?
Somebody called time. Looked like he called a balk, but then and he reneged on it. Coach Ike's coming out to talk to him a little bit. Wanting to know why, but.
That was syrup.
Anyhow, Marcus is going back to third.
Definitely a balk motion by the umpire, wasn't it?
It sure looked like it. Unless somebody called timeout. He threw his hands up. Still 1-1. Here's the pitch to Bo. In the dirt.
That catcher's done a great job.
He has.
He's got a tough job trying getting those curveballs. Look where that umpire's standing.
Two balls and a strike. Yeah, he's set up to get killed.
No kidding. Oh, he
got under.
Just missed it. Trouble.
Wait a minute. Sunshine.
He don't see
Sunshine.
It.
He can't see it. That's going to score a run. Stand up double for Bo. We got our first hit.
Yeah.
Looked right in the sun, didn't he?
He got her in the sun. That's right. Indians take the lead 1-0.
If you swing the bat, you're dangerous, Joe Nuxall.
Great call, Nuxie. Indians going to bring Cale Ramel to the plate. Cale's our center fielder. The second game.
Now batting number two, Cale Ramel.
Cale played left first game?
Yeah. Yep. Pitcher wants to pick somebody off. He's had three plays now.
Well, he had his chance.
He did.
Yeah, he picked him off.
Strike one. To Cale.
You think our lights at the football field are
dim? Can't see nothing.
Getting dark?
Yeah.
New bulbs. LEDs. New bulbs. Windex. Somebody go over and clean them.
Yeah, clean them
up. I got ladders. I can get you ladders, Bobby. You can get up there.
Get up there and clean them, baby.
Better pass on that one.
That would take a set of kahunis to lean the ladder up against that pole and go up there and clean the ball.
Shimmy up there.
Yeah.
Ball? No, call it a strike.
There's guys that do that. Ain't scared of nothing.
No.
Be up there in a heartbeat, wouldn't they?
You scared of heights anymore?
Not really. I wouldn't climb a ladder up there, I can tell you that.
Pitch, swing, and a miss. Strike him out. Ends the inning, but in the inning, the Indians take the lead on one run, on one hit. After three and a half, it's the Indians 1, the Starfires 0.
South Adams 0.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusion machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hull Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Hey, we're back here. South Adams.
We were just talking during off the air about what great sponsors we have on Fort Recovery Radio to bring us baseball every day, and Hall Brothers and B&D and Hastings Auto and all of our. Neil, why don't you read those off? I'm going to read them off real quick here. Wangler Hardware, Tin Cupboard, Fort Recovery Insurance, Fowler Mechanical, Brick Street, Hastings, Miracle Lanes, K&L, Calp Pharmacy, Wayne Street Market, B&D, Cooper Farms, and the Dairy Queen. without them, we couldn't do this. And they do a lot of stuff, support the Fort Recovery Radio, and we love them for it.
Gotta love it. Corey Lennington leads off for the Starfires. Strike right down the middle. 1-1.
It's always big to stop them after you score a run.
Yes. Don't give anything up. Keep the momentum. High cheese. Hits a fly ball.
There's
third
no way
baseman
we're catching
Irving
that.
Is all over the place. No chance. That was a tough play. Got a lot of wind up there, Bobby. Got a lot of wind.
Yeah.
That's a strike. New life for Lennington. 1-2. Alex Deuce says, can somebody catch me a pop-up? Swing and a miss. Strike 3. It's padding his stats, getting more strikeouts that way.
That's a good curveball, babe.
That
AD.
Was
a good curveball. AD, I call him.
You call him AD? All right, we can go with that. That brings Owen Warner.
Out to plate, number 13, Owen Warner.
60,000 people for Ohio State spring game today.
Ooh, I figured it'd be full. I figured that'd be a good one.
Ain't that
popped up.
Ain't nobody getting
shortstops
us
don't see it, and there's it's no man's land. That's base hit.
Here's what I'd do. Bring them in.
Let them burn us.
Yeah, the wind, I don't know. Although it's, is it blowing out or in? I can't tell.
Well, the flag out there
swirling.
Looks to me like it's kind of coming from the center field, blowing out to the left
to field.
To the left fast, field. Kind of out of the south, but...
Well, it's a hit for Warner. He's on first. Colin Subler is going
to
be your hitter.
The plate, number 14,
we got our run on a break. The guy lost it in the sun, so.
Yep. All right, Alex.
Had a physical, so I had my prostate blood checked.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
I advise everybody get that stuff done. God dang it. You know, you always dread that stuff, but after you do it, you're always glad.
Feel good, yeah.
Yeah, get yourself checked out as you get older, and we're all getting
pop
old.
Back
except
foul.
For Neil. Neil's getting younger. He's unbelievable. Huh?
He's hit the wall.
Yep.
He's headed back.
But then, after I get done with my blood work, I said, I got to go to Calps, get a prescription filled.
Mm-hmm.
I said, can I get a shingle shot?
Yeah.
Yep.
You get her?
You got time? I said, yeah.
Right on. Get the bye, Marcus.
I got to get mine.
I'll put them on second.
About too many times not getting it, I'm going to end up with the shingles. And
well, I seen Jack when he had them. They're disgusting.
They're
you
bad.
Do
brother,
not want shingles.
Brother Tom.
Sore. Bad. Ooh. Pain. It's not good.
Yeah, and
good.
It's only – when you get – like, I got a shot yesterday, and I got to get one like 6 months or something, and then you're done. They're a lifetime shot.
Then you're right.
Good. I'll tell you what, my arm's sore.
Ground ball to third. Irving makes a nice play. Looks him back. Vote is first. Bo's thinking about throwing, but he won't. Good job. That's second out.
Good job, Jackson Irvin.
Jackson Irvin with a good play, 5-3.
So did everything come out good?
Two down.
Yeah.
Gavin Myers is your hitter.
You ever had a colonoscopy?
Stepping to the plate.
I just
15,
for
Gavin
me,
Myers.
I just do it. I just send in a pair of my underwear.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
And they get everything on there that they need. They can take a sample of everything I got.
You got diseases.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, I just send up. Take a pair of underwear, I take off, throw it in a box, send
just
it in.
Just a little outside.
That's why Dick Muller retired from the good stand looking at
you
your
can
underwear.
You can get a urine sample, a stool sample, probably a blood sample. You can probably get
semen. You got it all.
I don't know about that, but you can probably get any sample you want off pair of my underwear.
That is a hit by the pitch.
It's the easiest thing in the world.
Put them on first and third. We're off the rails right now.
Yeah, you don't have to pee in a bottle. You don't have to poop in the box.
It's a good deal.
You just set down a pair of underwear, and it's all there.
Everything's good. Let's see.
Pitch runner.
Gavin Myers. We're going to have a pinch runner for Gavin.
Gavin Myers, number one, Caden Davidson.
Caden Davidson's going to run for him.
This
runner's
guy.
On the corners.
South Adams is an announcer. He's on it. He got a lineup. He does everything.
And
it's like the world's greatest announcer.
Leo Palomo.
Palomo is our hitter. 2-1 in the inning. Alex, going to have to bow his back here a little bit. Try to get him himself. First and third, two away.
Well, you got a picture of this guy going here, I'd say, on first pitch.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the batter, right?
Yeah. See what he does down third. Ground ball to short. Kind of a pop-up ground ball. He's
nice.
Like, oh,
job.
Yes, sir. Troy, nice job.
Play,
good
Troy.
Scoop out of the ground. Saving that one. Third out.
No runs on one hit. There are no errors.
Pop out to the shortstop.
On base. We move to the top.
They get a hit. No runs. After four, Indians lead it. 1-0.
Hello. This is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
All right, we're back on the air here for Recovery Radio, bringing you for Recovery Baseball. We got Bobby Stogler and Harold Feely and Neil, Jerry Byram's in the house, Dave Kalp.
We got a full house.
Well, we got the whole press box.
We're going to the top of the fifth inning.
It's
going to be Jackson Irvin, Riggs Toby, and Tucker Overman. First three batters here for Coach Ike's Indians. Indians up 1-0. They picked up one here in the top of the fourth. See if we can get another one here in the top of the fifth.
That'd be big. Add on.
Yeah, A.J. Dahl out there on the mound bringing some pretty good pitches.
Yeah, right, both these guys are throwing pretty well.
Yeah, right down the heart of the plate there. One ball, one strike. Jackson Irvin, he grounded out to the third baseman first time up. And that one he takes high. Out towards
hitter,
the left
that
fielder,
sun's
left
out there,
fielder.
Bobby. That sun's out
he
there, Cowboy.
Oh,
he
caught
got that one.
Did he catch it or drop it?
Yeah, he caught that bad
he
boy.
Did get
I'll
it.
Tell you what, he's struggling with that sun out there.
It's
and that
tough.
Time he had his glove up and his hat off and he blocked enough of it to catch it right at the tail
looked
end.
Looked like his glove hit the ground hard, dude. I thought maybe it might pop out of there.
Yeah, he had to fall to his left to come up with it. But one up, one down. That's going to bring Riggs Toby to the plate.
Now at the plate.
Riggs, still Riggs, licking his Toby. Wounds from the last at bat. He got hit right square between the numbers last time up.
A little high.
Takes the first one high and tight.
Come on, Riggsy. Get us going here.
Riggsy come around to score. Big time for a good hit right here.
Yeah.
Oh, he sits on the curveball and just rips it.
Wow. He did sit back good there. Just missed her. Got under it a little.
You know, when we talk about them football lights, I think that's the athletic director's job. I think Holly's got to get up there. That one's inside. Comes back, just stays inside. Two balls, two strikes.
Thinking Holly needs to get up here? Shimmy up a little bit.
Her job.
Yeah.
Looks like we got landed. Warming up over there.
Another curveball in the dirt. Three balls, two strikes. Landon Post warming up?
Yeah,
is that right? He hasn't pitched all year, has he?
He's warming up.
Tuesday night, boys, I got a judge shot put at the track meet.
Uh-oh.
That one's outside. Good.
I don't think it's
Riggs.
Called judging. I mean, I don't think it's called judging.
I got measure.
I mean, judge. What, I just want,
that's a great shot.
Boy, that's
how
I would get to do it.
Somebody has no idea what he's doing. I can read a tape measure. And that's about it.
I feel like you a B.
I think if you give your shoulder up a little higher, it'll go farther.
Is that what I do if I hold up a sign? 9.9. No, wait. You got to measure it. Riggs back at first on the pickoff attempt.
Tucker? Come on, baby.
I like number 9 hitter, Tucker Overman.
I like Tucker. That's a good one.
Good name.
Oh. Takes that one right over our heads out of play. Yeah, I don't know what I got to do. Probably just hold the shot put for him. There you go.
How'd you get that gig? Your daughter don't.
My lovely bride.
Nice.
And that's as far as we need
to
go.
God love her.
Another throw over to first.
How's our track team? They're solid, ain't they? Girls are pretty good.
Yeah, we got some. We got some. I think we. Let's see. We had Delphus and Verzales.
What are you doing over here?
I don't know.
That's I lost my thingy.
It's like he's wrestling a girl.
My little cover fell off. I had to get him back on.
There goes the runner. Catcher bobbles the ball, and that's going to be an easy stolen base for Riggsy. He's down there in second now.
Tucker, get you an RBI here.
Tucker with a chance to drive in the game's second run. Last year in the junior high track meet, I had to measure the discus throw.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Did I get hit?
No, but Michelle Stallman. This guy loves picking off people on the
second base.
He
does like it.
But Michelle Stallman was talking to somebody. I said, Michelle, you got to pay attention. Michelle, you got to pay attention. Anyhow, this girl uncorks one. And you got to keep it in between the lines, and she was way out of line. That one's in the dirt. Nice job. Two balls and a strike now to Tucker. Anyhow, I mean, just barely goes right over Michelle's head.
About knocked her out.
I mean, it killed her.
Yeah.
I said, Michelle, for the love of God.
And she probably like, hey, it's a smile.
I pay attention. Yes, you do, sweetie, because this is an 8-pound frisbee coming right at your fork.
It's going to hurt.
That's going to leave a mark.
It's going to leave a big mark.
It is amazing how far they throw those things.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That one's in the dirt. Nice job by the catcher.
Catcher's working his butt off back.
Sam did the shot put.
Yeah.
So she brought one home to, you know, to just practice.
What do they weigh?
I want to say like
3.5, 4 pounds?
4 pounds.
4 pounds.
I couldn't even lift it.
You did curls.
Yeah.
Here comes the 3-1.
Ooh.
Gets a piece of it off the catcher's mask. 3 balls, 2 strikes now. 1 out. Indians lead 1-0.
We got our scoring position. Let's go.
We got Riggsy
big
out
hit
there
here.
180 feet away.
180 away.
Put her in play, Tucker. Put her in play. Huge gap between first and second baseman. That's inside. And that's ball 4.
Yes, sir. All right, Tuck. Attaboy.
Good job, Tucker.
Top of the order here.
Come on, Troy.
Come
now
on, Troy.
Now we roll
boy,
back
due,
to the
buddy.
Top.
Give me that line drive back down the right field line one time.
Yeah, I got a feeling this gap over here between first and second is going to close up now. An old lefty's coming up. Looks like
Coach's
going to go out and talk a little bit to A.J. Dahl. Yeah, you know, so Whitley Rammel, she does the shot put. I think she wins the shot put. I think she wins the discus, and I think she actually does really good in like,
high
the
jump.
High jump.
High jump, yeah.
So
she's a hell of an athlete.
Yeah.
So, she is a good athlete.
So last Tuesday night, which was opening day, so Lucy signed us up to work back-to-back Tuesdays.
I love Lucy.
And she said, well, which Tuesday do you want to work, this one or next one? I'm like, well, the next one because I'll be in Cincinnati for this one. So
hang
she
on.
Did the
Hold
discus.
On. Is that the gambler?
The gambler. Kenny Rogers.
I love this song.
You're going to cry. Peggy Alec being pure tears right
Keep her
now.
Playing. Bottom of a duck.
So anyhow, next week I got to do shot put, which Lucy says is better because you get to see people run too. Because that's over a
mile. Oh, yeah. How's Joelle do? Good.
She's running good.
Yeah.
So now Troy Homan in the the old square here.
RBI time.
That one's outside. Ball 1. Runners at first and second. 1 out here. Top of the 5th inning. Indians up by 1.
AJ Dahl might be getting. A little bit
wore out.
Yeah, I think he's getting a little tired.
That is hit.
Trouble. That's trouble. That's trouble.
It's going to be over the second baseman's head. And
it is.
It is.
And he dropped it. Yes, everybody's moving up. Quick throw over to second.
Almost a force out at second.
And that one hit.
And we got a
Tucker Overman
was
in the
a bad
back.
Slide by
yeah,
Tucker.
Tucker slid
he
in
might
the
have
second,
got hurt on that one. A little
second
bit.
Base, but comes up because he had to go halfway, and then we find out the ball drops. He's got to take off, and he gets drilled in the side of the ball.
Yep, got hit with the ball. And might have jammed his
up.
Shoulder.
He's up in case his mom's listening, boys. You don't want.
Yeah,
he's okay.
All
right. Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right.
He's okay.
He's okay. He's getting up. Can't see him. Everybody's around him. Now we got bases loaded.
Loaded bases happy.
So Troy Boy with a base hit. And our first base hit, did they give us a hit before? I think that's our first base hit of the game. I think they gave an error to
No, we had one.
Did they?
No,
okay.
they gave us the one that the left right. fielder couldn't
Very
get.
Very good. So Troy Boy now with a base knock. Just over the second baseman's head, like Bobby says, and nowhere in land. So
there
he's at first.
Up.
Riggs Toby over at third. Tucker
stretching
second.
Him out. He's feeling good.
Tucker
he's ready to go.
Second with two broken ribs.
No, I think he slid. I think he slid wrong, and guys
might have jammed his shoulder down
yeah.
a little bit or something.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, he
kind of
looks like his shoulder. Maybe he did jam his arm coming in the second.
I thought maybe he did. He says, Coach. Get back in the dugout. I'm all right.
I am playing.
He's hurting Skeeter, though.
He's hurting, yeah.
I am. So now.
It was actually a heads-up play, not getting out.
Well, he was halfway, and he was in. Yeah, he was screwed because they were going to throw him out before anybody.
Yeah, either way. He was done.
Plate, number three, Landon Post.
Come on, Landon.
So Posty up to the plate now with a chance to break this game open.
Oh, we need a big hit.
Starts him off with a fastball on the outside corner. Swing and a miss. Landon flew out to left field his first time out, struck out his last time out.
Probably take another one of them flyouts even.
That one, yeah, I would too. That one's outside. He kind of chased that first pitch, but I think it might have caught the outside corner. One ball, one strike, one out here. Bases loaded. That one's outside.
Oh, he tried to reach out there a little
Needed
bit to get
hit.
Good
out
idea.
There a little bit. Yeah,
like
right
that.
There. Just went right past his pants.
Good thinking.
Two balls and a strike now. Hitter's pitch right here. He don't want to go 3-1. Bases loaded. Fastball in the dirt.
Good stop.
A catcher's champion.
Boy, he is. He's done a great job.
Yeah, catcher's bruised up. He's got more bruises than Rudy.
He's taking a beating down there. 3-1 is a fastball.
Here comes
down
a 3-1. That's inside. Ball four.
Ball four.
That's
going to get you an RBI there, Landon.
Absolutely. Back to, tell you what, two walks out of the last three, and I think, Fee, you're right. He's tired.
Yep.
So that brings home Riggs Toby. Riggs has now scored twice in this ball game for both runs. Tucker over to third.
Now at the
Troy
end.
Homan to
Number
second.
15,
and Landon Post down to first base, and we're bringing our sixth batter to
Big
play.
Big swing for Landon, or Kendrick.
Not Riggs, that's Kendrick.
Kendrick's.
I'm on Kendrick.
Kendrick swung for the fence right
he
there.
He was going for the big hit.
One out here. Here we go. Curveball. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes.
Getting signs from Troy down at second.
Curveball, swing and a miss. Got him. 1-2-3. That's going to go down as a K swinging in the old book. Back-to-back strikeouts for Kendrick. And that's going to bring Marcus Garkey to the plate.
Come on, Marcus. Stay hot, buddy.
He batting for the Indians, number 14, Marcus Garkey.
Curveball starting to come back to him a little bit.
Yeah, he's got bear down here with bases loaded, and he's doing it. Ooh, that curveball again dropped in there.
He's got her just hanging right where it needs to hang.
Yeah, I think so, too. If he sits back, he can rip it. There it is.
Oh, there it was.
Five.
Good job.
Down to Coach Ike at third.
Coach, nice play.
Jerry Cobb never made that deal one time.
Didn't see him.
No, I couldn't see him.
Here comes the 0-2. He
oh,
gets a piece
what
of
a hit.
That's going to go between
hit.
Short and third.
That
That's going to score one for
hit.
Sure. Here comes the second runner. He's coming across the plate, standing up, Troy Homan.
Marcus so Garkey, that's a big-time hit there.
Huge job by Marcus Garkey with a two-run single to score
Tucker
Troy Homan and Tucker Overman.
Yeah, he's holding that arm a little funny. I don't
shoulder.
Like that.
Got some shoulder issue there.
That's three runs across the plate. That's a crooked number, folks. Always good to see them.
Look,
Marcus down to first base with a base knock, and that's going to bring our eighth batter of the inning to the plate, number 10, our first baseman, Bo 10.
Come on, Bo.
He pitched a great game Tuesday.
Good pitch.
First pitch strike right there.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out, boys.
Shout-out, Don.
Rob Weaver.
Rob Weaver.
Radio Rob was inducted into the Indiana Sports Hall of Fame
that's
on April 10th. Rob is in his fifth decade of serving listeners in the Portland, Jay County, and surrounding counties.
Crazy.
Rob has been the voice of the Jay County Patriots since 1976. Rob and his wife, Mindy, are the station owners of WPGW, WZJR in Portland, and WZBD here in Bern. Rob was the winner of the Marvin Bates Award as Sportscaster of the Year in 2013. He has also been a Portland Citizen of the Year. So we at Fort Recovery Radio have nothing but
love Rob.
We love Rob Weaver and his wife Mindy, and we want to congratulate Rob.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah, great job, Rob. Congratulations. Bo 10 goes down looking for the last out in the top of the fifth inning. We're through 5.5, folks. 4-0 Indians. We'll be back in a bit.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning. A lot of changes here on the Indians. I see Landon Post out there on the mound, which puts Alex Deuce back over to shortstop. Troy Boy goes over to second. Kale's out in left. Kale's out in center. Who's out in right field, boys? Tucker Overman is no longer
Riggs,
out there.
Probably.
Who's number 13? Number 13.
David Concepcion.
Concepcion? ABC out there is in right field.
Greasy? I got no 13.
Yeah, I got no 13. And Spencey says it's a greasy boy.
Yeah, he came in a different game.
Came
did
in
he?
A different game.
All right, we'll take that. Tony's boy, I take
and
it.
And number 12. Is that Riggsy out there?
Yep.
Yeah, Riggsy.
Yeah, Riggsy should
left.
Be 12.
Okay. So Landon Post on the mound. That's the first time I've got to see this young man hurl. Kind of excited to see him. He's going to.
Yeah.
He's going to face 9-1-2, Steiner, Minger, and Dahl, first three batters for the Starfires.
Steiner is a nephew of Scotty Stoffler. Scotty plays a lot of softball over at Fort's, got a lot of friends over there in
sure does.
Fair
Absolutely.
City.
Sure does.
Still a pretty damn good softball player. Left-handed shortstop. Oh, don't see many of them.
Left-handed shortstop, different.
Got a pretty good cannon on him.
Yeah, he does.
That pitch taken a little high.
Tell you what, Galby Landon, the reason we haven't seen him is our starting pitching's been pretty darn good.
Yeah.
They've been going our own way.
Our arms have been impressive right there. There's a strike right there.
I talked to Coach Ike earlier, and he said that. He said, I'm not hardly getting any of my relievers in because our starting pitching's been great.
Well, that's a good problem.
That is a good problem.
Well, that one's a little low right there. Three balls and a strike now.
Got a battle back.
To the number nine guy, Matt Steiner. He lined out. To Landon Post at second base, his first time up in the third inning. Troy Boy taking over that spot right now. And he's going to take another line drive over to Troy at second. He scoops it up on one hopper. Over to Bo 10 for out number one. Good job by Landon coming back to get him.
Nice job, Troy.
And that goes down 4-3 in the old book for out number one. And that rolls us to the top with Kyle Minger.
That brings up top of the order, number three, Kyle Minger.
Kyle Minger so far not happy with his at-bat performance. He's got two strikeouts here in this ball game so far. Struck out swinging in the first, struck out swinging in the third, and here he is in the fifth. First pitch taken high and outside for a ball. Swing gets a piece of it right off the helmet of Marcus Garkey. Minger says, take a break, get out, throw it back out to the
other
pitch.
Back out.
How about the Etzlers? Etzler's been chiming in much this spring so far.
Yeah, Bobby. Yeah, we just got.
There's a nice pitch right
there. Good pitch.
One ball, two strikes now to Minger. How's old Coach Etzler doing? He had some, what did he have, a hip replacement or something?
Nope.
It was inside.
Yeah, thanks.
Inside.
He's doing good. You didn't see him outside.
Yep, doing good.
Tomorrow morning, if you ain't doing nothing, folks, get over to Jerry Kopp's. He's going to put his eggs out early. He's got all his grandkids coming over.
Okay.
Yep.
And you can find Easter eggs like the wazoo. That's back to the screen. Two balls, two strikes. I was laughing. Lori was in the back seat as we were driving over here, and she put candy and stuff in those plastic eggs.
Mm-hmm.
180 of them.
180 eggs, plastic eggs?
That one's popped straight up. Looks like Alex is going back. Looks
Alex
like
can't get that.
No way nobody
getting that. That ball is going to land in no man's land again. And that's going to be a base hit.
We got to get our outfielders a little more aggressive. We're in.
Well, they need to charge that in. Yeah, Cale's got to call that off. He's in charge of the outfield. So.
Yeah, he never moved.
Never
he
moved.
He just kind of lollygagged in, and he's got to make that.
I don't know if that left side, they can see it.
Well, he's got to make it. He's got to make a call one way or another.
Yes.
Well, you do got to say it is one bright. I mean, the sky is bright today.
Yeah, it sure is.
No, that's right.
So that brings
fire batters number five, AJ Dahl.
So that brings the number two hole hitter, AJ Dahl, to the plate.
And you throw in a 30-mile-an-hour wind swirling out there.
Got a quick runner probably at first, I think.
That one right there, taking a little low for ball one. And it's up 4-0 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. They picked up one run in the fourth and three runs in the fifth. They've only picked up three base hits so far in this ballgame. That is an absolute rocket.
We hit that hard.
And that is going foul out of play down the third baseline.
A lot of foul.
That hit the clock.
It hit the clock.
Downtown clock.
Yep.
Guggen's, what's that called, that big clock uptown?
Guggenheimer Schmidt.
It's beautiful. But they have their center of their town is beautiful. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. There's a lot of money up here. I think the announcer's got most of it.
Most of it, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Down to our left.
Yep. We've heard that.
Yep.
And that one's popped up and looks like it's going to go out of play on the first base side. And it does.
It wasn't out of play.
Girls are up 6-2 against Miller City.
Girls are ahead 6-2 in girls softball against Miller City. Compliments of Jerry Byron.
JRB.
JB is on his game.
He's on his game today.
One ball, two strikes to AJ Dahl. 4-0 ball game, folks. Indians looking to wrap up game two here. And take
plus, you talk about Jerry's Easter eggs. I heard that they put $100 bills in most of them.
Yep.
Well, we talked about this story. I got a great story.
Me and Phil will be going over there in the morning.
Well, I'll be standing out there.
I said, I'm going to smash both of them. Jerry said, plus we got like 4 dozen of real eggs. So that's somewhere between 220 and 240 eggs going to be laying out in their yard.
I'll be over there with a salt shaker.
I figured Tiny
Oh,
Dole,
yeah.
Tiny
we Dole. Never had plastic eggs growing up. Dad would... And then they'd always put like, you know, they'd make like 90% of that's a base.
Oh, that's a base knock right down the third base line past Jackson Irving.
Get
that's
back here,
make the runner go over to third. And he's in there easily, and that's a double for A.J. Dahl. So now with one out, they got runners at second and third, and they got their number three hitter up, folks.
No, back when we was kids, they'd have the hard-boiled eggs. There wasn't that thing as a plastic egg.
Right.
And then we'd always put – Dad would always put like four of them that – didn't even break them. You know, they were just the eggs. So then you'd fire those at somebody, you know. Dad'd be smoking cigarettes. But we eat eggs for about a week after Easter.
Yeah. Scrambled eggs, egg salad.
Yep.
Sick of eggs by Thursday.
My boy say, fit the egg, fit the egg.
Paul Newton's all unhappy.
Yep. I love Easter eggs. Runners at second and third. Landon posted a little bit of a jam here in the bottom of the fifth inning, hoping to get out of it. First pitch in there to the number three hole hitter. Nathan Musselman is a strike swinging.
Well, we got to get an out here, huh?
Starfire's now with five base hits in this ballgame.
That's up.
That one popped up again.
That's
going to stay
and
play.
Yet.
Come on, Jackson.
Play back,
and
Jackson.
That one falls over his head.
I've never seen somebody drop balls.
That has got to be a total. You had three in the first game, and it's got to be at least four in this ball game. That's seven fly balls that have dropped.
Pop-ups.
Cans of corns, folks.
We're always too far in, dude. Stay back.
Exactly right.
Come on now.
Get the strike on him.
Come on, Linda.
And that one's taken out, and that's going to be a tough play for Alex. He makes the play.
Oh,
he's not
going
to tag, and he catches it over his shoulder at shortstop.
Big-time play there.
For a huge out.
That was a big-time play there.
So Musselman flies out to Alex at shortstop, keeps the runners at second and third, and now with two outs.
Let's get out of this thing,
the number four hole hitter, Corey Lennington, comes to the plate.
Standing in the batter's box is number 22, Corey Lennington.
That's a big at bat right here for the Indians.
A little high.
They give them a couple hits. They're right back in this ballgame. If we can get it out here, we take pretty good control here.
Yes, I agree.
Two more at bats for them. A pitch in the dirt. Nice job by Marcus to stop it. Two balls, no strikes. This could be an unintentional, intentional walk here. Or an unintentional.
Yeah, it probably ain't hurting anything. You put the number four on. Huh?
Right. Put the number four guy on.
I don't think you want the tying run to come to the plate. Huh?
No. But.
There's a strike on the outside edge. Two balls and a strike now.
I'm on Lennon.
To Lennington, the number four hole hitter, who is. He had a double in the second inning, and he struck out swinging in the fourth.
That we need a ground ball, Lennon. Not a pop-up, but a ground ball.
Yeah, we don't need any more pop-ups.
No, we need ground ball.
You can get his glove on it.
Nope.
Oh, nice curveball.
Oh, that was a good curveball.
Man, I tell you what, he had him. He just snuck that
last second
out there.
Swing.
You ain't kidding.
Good save by the batter.
He battled that one off right there. Deuces wild. Everybody knows what that means. Big
Come
pitch
on.
Right here. Runners at second and third. There's a fastball.
Oh, strike him out. Big.
Rung him up, and he knew it, and he's heading right back to the dugout. So nice job by Landon Post. Gets in a little bit of jail, but comes right back out of it. And we're through five complete. Indians lead 4-0.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Hey, we're back here, South Adams. Got out of one there. Good fellas. That was big. Case swinging for Lennington.
For the Starfires, number one.
Indians are going to bring Cale Ramel to the plate.
A.J. Dahl is now catching.
Followed by Jackson Irwin. And Riggs Toby.
As Bobby said, we had 60,000 people at the Ohio State spring game. I bet they did something nice for the Haskins boy, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I think they were going to.
On the signs, then. Team met at midfield and had a prayer.
Yep.
Quite an unbelievable story.
I don't think we've heard the end of it either.
I don't think so either. That's too weird. Yep. Something funny there.
Haskins was quite a football player. And
what did he throw? 50 touchdowns his senior year there.
Only
year, I guess.
I think. And we've had some unbelievable quarterbacks here as of late. But
we have. Ball one. We got a new pitcher on the mound. I think it's Caden Davidson.
Yeah, I'm sitting number here.
Yep, number one.
Caden Davidson, senior.
Cal Ramel takes ball one.
Yeah, Big H was pretty tore up when he heard that. He liked Dwayne Haskins.
Haskins?
Who?
Kind of rude for
Harrison
it.
Harrison did. He as many. I mean, C.J. Stroud is unbelievable. I mean, the quarterbacks that Harrison remembers. I mean, we've gone through a bunch of good ones, but.
There's a strike. One ball, or two balls and a strike. To our center fielder, Cale Ramel. Takes one a little high there, 3-1. Hitter's pitch, time to rip one here,
you know, Cale. It's almost like that wind, the way that's blowing out there every once in a while. Doesn't it look like a pitch actually goes like a screwball?
Oh, he hit that hard.
He drilled
it. It is hit hard. It's going to go to the fence.
One hopper.
One hop the fence. Cale steps in the second. With a leadoff double. Attaboy, Cale.
Play a little more add-on, Fee. You got time?
I got time. Jackson Irving comes to the plate.
Tell you what, we've come here. We've come here and played some pretty dang good ball clubs. And
we talked about that in the first game. We did play some good teams out here.
We've had some battles.
Strike one. We had a great game, and Reese Rogers had an unbelievable game, and he talked Jerry into letting him pitch to one more guy, and he hit a home run. Got beat 1-0.
That here?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a foul ball. Reese was absolutely fabulous that game, except for one mistake.
I'm on Parkway the other night, that one kid hitting two bombs off Troy Boy.
Yeah.
Willie was at that game. Will Holman was at the game. He came from Fort Wayne.
That ball stung. Hit deep.
That one is gone.
Getting way
that
back.
Could get out.
Way back. Goodbye.
Hello.
That's a two-run home run for Irvin.
That kid has got to be fired up right now. He got all that one. Jackson? Great job. That's probably your first home run.
Nice job, Jackson.
Look at that smile, boy.
Yes, sir. He's excited.
That's big time right there.
I would say he knew when he hit that. I got a bunch of that one.
Yeah. That felt really good. Looks to me like Brock.
Next score 6-0, Indians.
Brock Deuce might have been warming up, boys. We might see Brock here.
Yeah, maybe get Brock for an inning.
12. Riggs.
Rick Toby's your hitter. Tucker Overman on deck. If he's still in, I think maybe.
No, he's out.
We got him out, yeah. Mr. Greasy, I believe, is on deck.
So we had a freshman game the other night against Coldwater, too?
I don't know. I didn't hear that.
I thought I saw something. What's that?
JV. Yeah.
The boys, yeah, boys had a freshman game?
Hmm.
We beat him, too, 10-5,
yeah,
I think.
I think so.
Strike. Three balls and a strike to Riggs. Ball four.
Riggsy, number 12, heading down the first.
Riggsy's on. Sub is.
It's the Greasy boy. What's his first name, Spencey?
Who's number 13 for you guys?
You got that? We're looking. He's not on the
What's
list,
that?
But we think it's Caden Greasy.
Caden Greasy.
We're going to have a new pitcher, boys.
Greasy. There you go. When the dealing's done.
New pitcher coming in.
We're going to get a new pitcher.
Now pitching for the Starfires, number 15, Gavin Myers.
Gavin Myers pitched a little bit in the first game, too.
Junior.
Yes, sir. We think he's 32 years old. Gabby, yep. We're not sure.
Well, he's got a great beard.
He's got a great beard.
Starfire fans, for your information, on Monday,
I could be
Starfires will be Southern
I could be,
Wells at
one of the guys off
Tech.
Duck Dynasty.
The game time now, the starting time is now 5:30.
One of the Dynasty boys.
And the Randolph Southern game that was to be rescheduled.
Indians had a good inning here.
For Wednesday,
two-run Johnson.
Wednesday, May the 4th.
And yeah,
by Jackson Irvin.
It's going to take a lot to get that smile off.
He had a pretty big smile when he was going around second base.
I would, too.
That's awesome.
My first home run. You guys are going to laugh.
Here we go.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
It's raining. Drizzling rain. Coach Hutchler over at third. And I don't think... No, I don't think we even had a first base coach. I think it was supposed to be one of the players, but it was too cold and rainy. Nobody went out there. Jeff Rammel played shortstop. I played second. I hit a home run, and I think we get three outs, whatever it was. We go out in the field. Jeff was huddled underneath the coat in the dugout. We go out, and he said,
"How did
we score a run?"
Number 13,
I said, "Dude, I hit a home run."
Green.
No, you didn't. I said, "Yeah, I did." Anyhow, we had to argue.
Jeff wasn't paying attention.
We had to argue for two outs on how we scored that run.
Oh. Where's Jeff at nowadays?
JR's over in Slana.
Slana?
He's, works at CAPT, I think, don't he, or not?
Can't cover that.
Can't cover?
I think he does.
I talked to
Kane Greasy's a hitter for the Indians.
He said he's doing good. There goes Rick.
Looking to bunt. Riggsy takes off, and he's going to go in standing up at second base. Nobody out. Number 9 hitter. Here's the pitch. A little outside. Two balls, no strikes.
This catcher has been...
He's working hard
beat
back
to
here.
Death.
Yeah. There's a strike.
Taking all the way, I believe.
Yeah, I'll tell you you're exactly right.
I can't see his double catching
again. I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Popped up. Well, pop-ups are usually easy, but once again, another one hits the ground. That's our 14th pop-ups that's hit the ground.
Well, I don't know what the first baseman was thinking there. The ball was hit, right on the first baseline. He had to make about 5 or 6 steps in and catch it in his glove. Instead, the pitcher comes all the way off the mound and comes over there.
I don't think anybody wants to take a chance at trying to catch one right now. This is Candlestick.
That brings the plate number 11.
Candlestick. Right.
It's unbelievable. Look out. Threw behind him. That's going to move the runners up. Gets by the catcher this time. Troy Homan's our hitter. Took ball one there.
Behind him.
Behind him.
Behind his feet.
Yep. That was an error on...
That's a wild pitch.
Well, on the first one, on the pop-up.
Well, I'd say on the pitcher.
Yep. 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 15. Yep. We got him on second and third, nobody out. A little high.
That's the first home run I've seen this season, boys.
Yep.
By off Jackson Herman.
Well, now I...
3-0.
I saw two at Parkway.
Yeah, there was two bombs. I was listening to you.
That
strike. 3-1. To Troy, boy.
He was 6-hole hitter.
Huh?
He was 6-hole hitter.
Somewhere down in there, yeah.
Oh, that's hit hard and foul. It's out in the cage. Full count.
I'm not sure. If one of them
on our leadoff hitter, Troy Holman. Troy's had a hit. Struck out a couple times. Ooh, a little high. Takes ball
good
four.
Eye, Troy.
Good at bat by Troy. Loads the bases for landing post.
Indians having fun right now with baseball.
Yep.
Post.
Yeah, we talked about that earlier.
Ball hitting the ball.
Bobby was saying, well, ain't nothing better than confidence. Strike on the curveball.
Strike zone getting bigger, Fee.
Yep. big fella's ready to get home. He's had enough behind the plate. Big swing and a miss. 0-2.
If he marks the strikes and balls on the scoreboard.
Well, he's a pro.
He is a pro.
Staying ahead. Boy, he's got to remember. Swing and a miss. That's okay, swinging.
Yeah, he can't be happy with that at bat right there.
No. Brings Kendrick to the plate.
Now batting Kendrick Roman.
Kendrick goes around. Strike one.
So Chester tells me that Boys, what's that place over to Montezuma LD bought?
Swing and a miss.
Pool place?
Oh, yeah.
Beach Point Billiards?
Yeah, Beach Point.
It's now Boys, Bayous, or
Boys,
something.
Boys.
Boys.
Boys. Boys. Things that float
Boys.
Yeah.
Boys. Okay.
So they got
Buoys.
Really?
Yeah. Ball hit well. Way back in the gap.
Ain't nobody
getting to that one. Off the bottom of the fence. We got runners coming wide open. We're going to send two and keep one back. All right. Nice job, Kendrick.
Oh, this could be a run roll here. Base hit.
Yeah, now we're getting closer. That makes it. 8-0.
They get a bad, don't they?
Yeah.
No, but Kendrick would be the 10th run, right?
Yeah.
Now at the plate number.
Stand up double for Kendrick.
Darkey.
Okay, so the gym is the big one here. What's the second dome?
It's a library.
No. That's the library.
Well, yeah, the one that you can see, the second biggest one is an auditorium.
Huh.
Yeah.
Marcus.
So this is the
Star Dome.
And that thing
ball
over
two.
There is the auditorium.
That's the library that you can see. The other one is cut the
two balls, no strikes to Marcus Garkey.
This was built when? Like 1970?
Four runs in the inning for the Indians.
73 was the first graduating class.
That'd be
Takes
you?
Ball three.
Okay.
I was first freshman class to go the whole year here. They only went the last
3 weeks. One out in the inning.
The
little inside. I think that's ball four.
So this was Burn High School beforehand.
It was South Adams.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah, the high school was.
Loads of bases back up again.
Bobby getting.
Botan's your hitter.
History lesson here.
Yeah.
Now batting number 10.
1973, first year.
Botan get one up in the Jets room here.
50 years old.
Yeah.
Good curveball. Strike one.
I like the Dardome.
Our ninth hitter.
Oh, that thing's beautiful. I bet. Imagine that thing in its day when it first opened.
Track two.
That was your pitch, Bo.
That was the one to hit there, Bo.
What if my wife's going to let me take about an hour now?
Ain't saying it. Ooh, got him. Hit him in the shoulder. Bo's on, hit by pitch, scars a run.
Bo actually didn't know which way to go there, if he should go back.
No, it was coming, he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, he was kind of...
Troy Holman scores.
Looks like we're going to have another new hurler, boys.
Another time, another pitcher.
Want to take a break, give him time to warm up?
Yep. Let's take a break, Neil, pay some bills.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. First, the company who introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry has done it again. Introducing the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2 Mower. With this patent-pending adjustable operator platform and suspension technology, you can now experience the amazing smooth ride and speed that Ferris is famous for. Step up to a new level of comfort and productivity with the Ferris Soft Ride Stand-On Z2. Ferris Experience Suspension.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is hosting a presentation with pharmacist Sue Holman. She'll be presenting compound formulations for all ages on Thursday, April 21st at 6 p.m. She will present on hormone replacement, acne, hyperallergenic options, baby butt rash cream, and much more in the Kalp Pharmacy boardroom. Registration is required, so reserve your seat by calling 419-375-2092 or call your local Kalp Pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're back at her. 9-0 Indians. Big inning here.
Big time.
Five runs in. We got the bases loaded. We got one out. We've got...
coming in. I think it's Colin Subler, but I can't
tell. Colin Subler's who it is, yeah.
Is it Colin Subler?
Yes, it is.
No, it's 14.
You look at Jackson Irvin. Okay, so here's a kid who hasn't played as much as he wanted to. He hasn't, but he stuck with it. He keeps playing, and he hits a home run, and he'll never, ever forget that home run.
Absolutely.
The rest of his life.
Without a doubt.
So when you talk about kids that don't play sports or kids that quit. Kids,
I'm telling you.
That's a memory that'll stick with that kid for the rest of his life.
I'm with you.
And for that, I take my hat off to Jackson, and congratulations, young man.
That's big time.
Ball two. We got Kendrick Wendell at third, Marcus Gargi at second, and Bo Tin at third. We got a lot of speed on the bags right now.
Well, we need one run across the plate. We'll take more than one, obviously. But
Kale's had a nice day today, boys.
Kale's had a good day. Kale hit that hard. That's way over his head. Come on, boys. You can start running.
Here comes one. Rounding third. Here comes two.
Stand up double for Kale. Rimmel, a couple more RBIs makes it 11-0.
You know, it's funny. I sit here and I listen to Neil Spencer talk about when this kid gets in his stride, he's going to be a heck of a hitter. And Spencey.
Starting to find that stride, ain't he?
Spencey might be on it with it.
He's on to
Kale Rimmel because he has hit some rockets.
Well, he's just too good athlete.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's gonna shine through sooner or later.
He hadn't played for a couple years.
Right.
Set out for a couple years.
Right.
Now he's
picked a bat up probably since the Pony League. And,
now at the plate, number one, Troy Holman.
How many we put to the plate so far?
I got Jackson Irvin. We have, this is number 11.
I was going to say.
I guarantee the book's all screwed up.
No, I'm on it. I've already scratched the 6 to 7 and 6.
He is.
I'm on my game right now.
I'll save it, Bobby.
Yep. Thank you, buddy.
Keep work on her. Ooh, outside corner.
Good wrinkle.
The only thing to be better after you hit your first home run.
Number 2.
Ooh.
Is to hit your number 2 in the same inning.
Each 5 RBIs.
Next Sunday's a shamble.
Ew, that's right.
Me and Itchy. Oops, sorry, Bob. Me and Itchy played in the scramble last week.
Yeah, two man, you freeze or not bad?
Actually, no, it wasn't too bad at all. We had a fun group to play with. We played with Caleb Kuhn, and I'm going to struggle.
Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Throw down to first to complete the strikeout. Okay, swinging. Second out of the inning. Rick Stobie will come to the plate. Rick's has scored 3 times today.
Now at the plate, number 12.
Base on balls, base on balls. And I think I hit by pitch.
Yeah, he got drilled.
He got drilled.
11 runs on 7 hits.
Subler winds and pitches. A little out. 2-0. Got him second and third, base hit. We'd get you a couple RBIs here, Riggs. A little high and in.
I'm listening. I got a text here from Sandy Irving. She said, I'm listening and I'm crying.
Well, I believe that.
Yeah. I would be too. That's awesome.
She says, thank you guys, made my heart very happy.
I guarantee you, your boy's not crying.
No. Here's the deal.
Smiling.
Here's another deal. If Fort Carey Radio don't do this stuff.
You don't know.
You don't know until he gets home.
That'll be in the archives, boys. That home run will be in the archives. Unless Neil forgot to hit the record button.
Strike outside corner. 3-1.
You got her in the archives, Spencer?
You hit the record button?
No. Son of a...
Rats.
Did miss one batter in the first game.
Ball 4. Riggsy's on again.
Riggs had a heck of a day, boys.
It's been a good day.
Riggs about like that. What was his name? Khan for the Cleveland Indians?
Yeah, how about that
Kwan?
Guy?
Kwan? What's his name?
Yeah. Can't get him out.
Now batting for the Indians, number 13, Caden Greasy.
Caden Greasy comes up for the second time. Took over for Tucker Overman, who probably jammed his shoulder a little bit there at second base slide.
Great cut.
Hopefully he's all right. Strike one. Big swing and a miss.
You can tell it's wet out in left field because the balls are doing them. They just plug.
Yeah, but don't go nowhere. A little out. Evens the count at 1-1.
Good eye by Caden right there. He wants to. He's feeling that fastball.
I like his approach.
Mm-hmm. Had a good swivel, level swing here on that first cut. Stepping right at the pitcher. I like it.
Fly ball.
Tough play.
Yep, tough play again.
Are you kidding me?
It is like, it's like a candy land out there to try to find. I think that it's so wet out there. And that ball is going everywhere.
I've never seen so many fly balls dropped.
A couple more runs coming in. Hell, Ramble made her in.
That brings up the top of the order, number 11.
Riggsy made her in.
Who led this inning off, Harold?
Well, I have no idea. It's been around so many times. I think Gail Ramel led
John
us
Ramel.
Off, actually.
John Ramel in 81.
Oh, shoot. Oh, there's, I got too many runs in here, too, by the way. We need a hit.
Nine runs in an inning. Wow.
Bunch.
13-0 Indians.
Swing and a miss.
Good rip.
Took a rip at that one. Good boy, Troy. 2-1. Troy says, I don't want to walk anymore. I want to hit one.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss. Evens account, 2-2.
He's laughing at opening day. Troy's. Ooh.
Hit him. That'll blow the bases.
Troy's dad goes and buys a bag of popcorn. So he gives up popcorn for Lent, but that's his only weakness through Lent. He gets a bag of caramel corn opening day at the Reds every year. Well, we were stuffed, okay? We couldn't. I ate a handful. Stoney had a handful. Buppy had a handful. And we got a huge bag of popcorn.
Number three, Landon.
So there was a big fella that had probably a few too many beers sitting a row ahead of us. Todd said, hey, big fella, you need some popcorn? Yeah, he said, I'll take a handful. He ate the whole bag. Scarf always laughing.
Strike.
Todd was thinking, I take one handful of popcorn, ruin my Lent. That's all he got. This baby
popped
surely
up.
Will be caught.
It's all over the place. Shortstop says, I got this one. He did. He did it.
But in the inning.
Pop out.
I don't know how he.
Nine runs
in
on.
The inning for the
six
Indians.
Hits.
They scored nine runs on.
Big lead. 13-0. Indians lead it. We'll be right back.
Left on base at the end of 5.5.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around. Wayne Street Market will be closing at 1 p.m. this Saturday.
One, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game. Hey. Let's go, Stars.
I got that on. We're on now. I turned it on.
Oh, did you get it? All right.
We're back on the air, Spencey. All right, here we go.
We cut the tail end of me out to the ball game.
Ah, I got you. Well, God did a fabulous job, I can tell you that.
Had to cut the B&D commercial off.
Well, I ain't crazy about that at all.
We got our new veteran.
All right, here we go. Looks like Brock Deuce on the mound for the Indians going into the bottom of the sixth inning. I think Brock gets three outs. We're out of here, folks. This now is a 13-0 ball Indians, game.
Yes, sir.
Indians Brock with 13 Deuce. Runs on, looks like, eight hits total for this ball game so far. We stranded six so far in this ball game. We struck out. How many times did we strike out in that inning? That was two. We struck out now nine times in this ball game. Walked three times. Only committed one run, or one error. I'm sorry. So we go to the bottom of the sixth, and it's going to be 5-6-7.
The bottom of the sixth will be number 13, Owen Warner.
Owen Warner is going to be our leadoff guy, followed by Colin Subler and Gavin Myers. First three batters here.
Brock Liner. Whoo.
First pitch, line foul by 2.5 feet down the third base line, right over.
Ooh, fastball down the middle. He liked
Jackson's head over there. No, that's Greasy now at third base.
Yeah.
Yep.
Brock Deuce is pitching.
So Brock is pitching. So where did Jackson go? What's going on here? Jackson. That one's popped up. Going to be a tough play over to Landon Post at second base, and he makes it easy.
Landon looked pretty good doing that one.
So that's out number one. Pop out to four. And that's going to bring up Colin Subler to the plate. It looks like the Starfire's down to
now
their final.
For the Starfire's number 16, Luke.
Two outs
Malvin.
Of this ball game. Brock Deuce on the mound for the Indians. Help me out, Fee. It's obviously not a save situation because it's 13-0. But
nope.
How many outs do you have to get and how many runs? Is it a three-run lead?
It's got to be they can catch up. So they can be down four, but with a guy on deck, I think.
Okay.
But hopefully we don't have to find out.
No, we don't have to find out. Brock wouldn't be in there that long, I can tell you that.
I'm not sure. How far Alex went. Does Alex get the win?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that he...
There's no runs.
Did he go to four innings? Or?
Well, who came in? Landon came in and pitched the fifth.
Landon did, that's right. Yep.
Swing and a miss right there. Nice curveball by Brock. That's two up, two down.
Little boy, Brock.
Bobby turns my book upside down. Thank you, Bob. Out number two for Subler.
15, Gavin Myers.
And that's going to bring the left-handed catcher, Gavin Myers, to the plate.
He's a pitcher now.
No, he's out again.
Or he went out again, didn't he? He's been in.
He was catching. He was pitching.
He pitched a little bit. Both games, I believe.
Two outs, nobody on. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians up 13-0 with a big old nine spot here in the top
of
the
sixth. That's a good one there.
Yeah, they scored one. Indians scored one in the fourth, three in the fifth, and nine in the sixth inning to take a 13-0 lead. That
pop
one's popped up, and again,
let's see
this
how we
could
do this
be a who knows.
He can't see it.
And that's
nope, dropped.
And he's going to throw him out at first.
Oh my goodness. Was close.
Alex Deuce. So the
came
young
in
man
with
was lollygagging down to first base, and it goes
just
over Greasy's head. One hops into Alex's hand and shoots a rocket to Bo Tin. And I'm telling you, the kid was safe by a step.
It was close. How many drop balls we had today? It's got to be a record.
Over 10.
Now it's over 10.
Number 8, Brady Beal.
Over 10, my friend. That's got to be an error.
Oh, yeah. That can't be a hit. Nothing's routine today.
No, that's unbelievable.
Wow.
They got us for two errors, but mercy sakes. Runner at first. He's not going anywhere, folks. They need a bunch. Swing and a miss right there, man. Number 8. Who is it? The Beal kid?
Number 8?
Brady Beal?
Yep, Brady Beal.
Starfire's down to their last out this ball game.
Steve Wright? Nope.
No, a little low. Boy, looked like a good pitch to me too, Arrow.
I thought it looked good.
Three balls and a strike now. Two outs. Runner at first. Bottom of the sixth inning. Indians up 13-0 in game number two. This doubleheader. That's right back to the old screen. Indians looking to take two today from the old Starfires.
Yes, sir.
8-1 first game.
Yep.
13-0 here. 8-2.
8-2. And there goes the runner.
There goes the runner, and that's going to be ball four.
Hustle back.
Yeah, Marcus got the ball. And runner's going to stay at second base, so that puts runners on first and second. Only the second walk, according to me, in this book, on this for the Indians pitching so far in game two.
Been pretty good.
Now yeah, the plate number good. Four, Matt Steiner.
Alex started it off, and then Landon pitched two innings, I believe. Or yeah, just one inning.
He right? might want one inning, yep.
Yeah, just one inning. So absolutely, Alex Deese will get the win. First pitch, swing and a miss.
I would have to think Alex might see one of those MAC games.
And that one's popped up. And now we go back to will he catch it, will he not?
Nope.
And that one is caught by Alex, and that's going to do her.
Alex pretty smooth.
Yep, Alex plays a nice shortstop out there, and that's a pop-up to the shortstop.
And that will be your final score.
To end the ball game, folks, Indians win this bad boy 13-0. We'll be back in two shakes to wrap this bad boy up, and we'll be out of here.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we're back to wrap up game two here. The Starfires and Indians, and the Indians take it 13-0. Nice job by Alex Deuce. He started this game out, went five innings. I take that back. He pitched four innings. He picks up the win. He had a great curveball out there on the mound today. And then Landon Post came in. He pitched an inning, and then we had Brock Deuce come in and finish things out here for the Indians in a six-inning ball game on a run rule, 13-0. For the Indians, they obviously had 13 runs and only on eight hits. We stranded seven. We struck out nine times. We walked three times. We made two errors. Just a bunch of hits out there for the Indians. I mean, I should say we hit the ball a lot. They only tallied eight hits. But one of the big ones was Jackson Irving hitting his first home run of his career over the left center field wall. And that young man, congratulations. He gets the game ball from Foot Recovery Radio. Other big players was Cale Rammel. He had two hits, scored a couple times. Riggs Toby on base all the time, scored three times. Kendrick Wendell with a big hit. It was a big team effort to score 13 runs. And congratulations on the Indians. Now they move to 8-3. Would that be right? We come in here 6-3?
No, 7-3.
We're 7-3 now.
We got five games in a row now.
Five games in a row. Nice job for the Tribe. Bouncing back. Good little winning stretch for them. For South Adams, they're going to drop to 3-5 on the young career. They had zero runs on five hits. They stranded 10 base runners, folks. Nice job by the Indians defense. They struck out three times. We walked them twice, and they committed three errors in the second ball game, folks. Nice day for the Indians. They come up with two victories here over the Starfires on the road at South Adams. And congratulations to Coach Eink and his Indians. And they'll be back on Monday night. They play at Lima Shawnee.
Yep, that's Pete down there.
That on Thursday we definitely play St. Henry, but I don't know what we do on
Marion
Tuesday night. We got Marion. So very good for the Indians. And for Dave Kalp, Harold Feely, Bob Stogler, and Neil Spencer. We're going to close things out here in the Starfire Stadium, and we'll be back next week with more Foot Recovery Baseball. We'll see you then.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.